Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey everybody, this is Scott, and this is The Diary. Welcome back to The Diary. I wanted to just jump straight into what we're talking about today. What's on my mind? One of my chief interaction tools of the last, how long has it been? Let's see, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So that would be 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Is that 15 years of Twitter? Wait, not quite. Anyway, it's been a bit of time with that thing. I signed up the year it came out and have used it pretty consistently throughout the intervening years, which were a big deal for me. It kind of represents the entirety of my full-timeness as a content creator. It was right around then that things really took off. So it became this tool where I could actually reach out and talk to listeners, fans, people, whoever, and create relationships and maintain those relationships. And it was a pretty important part of that. And it worked really, I think, pretty well for that. I mean, I got my problems with Twitter. I always have had issues, like most of us do. But for the most part, it was, a reliable way for me to communicate and to kind of create some community around it. And it kind of became my de facto way of doing that. So on shows, you'd hear me say all the time, hey, follow us on Twitter. And, you know, everybody did this too, because it just kind of became an anchor point where you could say, hey, are you looking for quick access to more of what we do or finding out what's going on or whatever? It's just easy to send somebody to your Twitter account. It was often more engagement there than if I just put out websites or certainly other social platforms. You usually don't say, look for me on Facebook. It's just not a thing. You did, but Twitter became the natural thing in the podcasting world. And so that's what I did. Well, that's still true. It hasn't technically really changed, but this Elon Musk buying Twitter for $44 billion, and then it kind of imploding on him a little bit in the last week has got me thinking about the current state of the internet as a tool to engage with others and what we, the people who do it, should expect from the platform, or any platform for that matter. It hadn't occurred to me quite, I don't know, this whole mess has a way of making you rethink your relationship with things. And it hadn't really occurred to me previous to this that, how much of the product we are. We're literally the product on that otherwise free site. And so there's a bit of a kerfuffle right now because apparently based on leaked memos and other stuff that Musk himself has said publicly, they're going to put a $8 a month verification service fee in place. So if you want to retain your verification status or have verification status at all, aka little blue check mark, according to the leaked memos, you'll only have to pay $8 to do that. And you don't actually have to prove who you are or provide any ID or any other methods to verify who you are. So it's kind of going, it's not really verification moving forward. It's more just a paid clout symbol, I suppose. Which is kind of, I've said this before, it's kind of Twitter's fault. Because for years, the verification thing, they were very slow to roll out or to make available to everyone. It was really just like, we know this guy at the New York Times is real. We'll give it to him. We know this guy at Fox News is real. We'll give it to him. So, you know, journalists, politicians, celebrities would get this symbol to say, yes, they are verified as to who they say they are, which creates two things. One, the notoriety is correct and correctly applied. And two, you can hold them to account more because, you know, they are who they are. So what they say, and you can hold them to account for what they say, both good and bad. So it seemed reasonable to me that they should have very much faster than they have. They should have rolled out a way for just everybody to do verification. Driver's license, government ID. I don't know what it is. Most places do something similar to that when they're doing verification. They should have made that available, because what happened in the intervening time is everybody started to see the blue check as a status symbol, purely a clout badge, not a verification. And what tells me that that's still true, or that they're fine, just they're going to embrace that, is that they're going to want to now charge you to retain that thing or to buy it in general. And they don't care who you are. They just want the $8 a month. And that's fine, but don't call it verification anymore. Call it something else, because literally it loses all of its meaning if it's no longer helping you verify the author of the content you're receiving. I think that's just that's a recipe for chaos, and it's going to get real weird in there. But also this move toward just free for all, say what you want, doesn't matter how awful or hateful or insightful or whatever, is scaring off advertisers because they don't want to be associated with it. You don't want to be nestled between two tweets, the one on top saying the Holocaust was faked and the Jews are in charge of everything, and then below your ad for Pizza Hut, you've got another post that uses the N-word seven times. Like, I don't think they're going to want to hang around for that, and some have already bailed. Musk is blaming it on what he calls activists who are scaring them away, but that tells me he's just not taking responsibility for it. Plus, just like 2 days ago, he posted some false information about that Paul Pelosi attack, and, you know, love or hate the Pelosis, it was horseshit, and he deleted it, but, you know, he's not helping the situation, his own situation. So anyway, the reason I'm bringing all this up is it all had a way of making me just kind of jolt me out of my usual routine and make me think harder and longer about what social media is and what our role is in it as users of it, consumers of it, creators on it, that sort of stuff. Because the simple truth is this, if, you know, some people see it as necessary, right? It has to be there. You can't, it's too big to go away. You can't have the internet without Twitter or without Facebook or whatever. And I just think that's patently untrue. You absolutely could. We went for hundreds of thousands of human years without it. We went, even in the tech world, we've only had it for less than 15. So, you know, this weird concept that we can't live without it is, I think, a little insane. And the truth of it is, this would never happen. The probability is pretty low. But, you know, if suddenly tomorrow everyone just said, I'm not using it anymore, and they just logged out and were done, they didn't look at the app, deleted the app, just went, that's it, I'm done. There is no, that's it. It's over. There's no Twitter. Well, why? Like, you could say that everybody could uninstall, I don't know, Yahoo News or something. I can't think of a better example at the moment. But that doesn't mean Yahoo News wouldn't still be there. They'd still be there. There's still content. We're the content. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are the ones. For good, for ill, for everything in between, every character typed on that frickin' service is us, and that's it. And this isn't me going, yeah, man, power to the people, take it back, screw the corporate. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that that is just simply the truth. You pull the plug tomorrow, which means we all don't post, Twitter ceases to exist, Musk is out $40 billion, everybody moves on. That's a very vicarious position, I think. And I don't think he thought that through. Because we're already seeing that even when chunks leave it, or even certain individuals say, yeah, I'm out of here, I'll see you, I'm over on Counter Social, or I'm on, you know, Mastodon, or I'm going to be on Facebook, or whatever their thing is. Massive amounts of people follow those people over there. And this advertiser thing where they're bailing because of content restriction loosening isn't surprising to me. To me, it's a free market move. Why wouldn't you? You know, why, if you're, I keep using Pizza Hut. I don't know if they have anything to do with this, but let's just say Pizza Hut bails because of this. I mean, wouldn't you, if you were them? You don't want to be associated with what essentially is, you know, a downward spiral into sort of 4chan land. Nobody's chomping at the bit to run ads for Pizza Hut on 4chan. Well, why? I don't have to answer that for you. It's easy to answer it. So without content moderation of some sort, you are going to scare off your advertisers. And that is not some kind of weird political move. That's advertisers going, yeah, we're not going to make any money by advertising to this group. Or we're going to lose money on other areas because we're backing a service that's, you know, going to allow this kind of content. We don't want to be associated with it. We can spend our dollars somewhere else. That's the most free market ass thing I've ever heard. So don't come at me with your freaking moaning and groaning. It's just part of a big conspiracy cabal to take down free speech. F off. First of all, you don't understand what free speech is. Go back to school, spend a little more time listening, and you figure out what free speech is. I just don't know. I don't get how people want it both ways. They want free market and they want free speech. Well, the marketplace isn't where that's supposed to be applied. Sorry. Most of those rules are off. Okay. And Twitter is not some place where the sacred right of one's ability to drop the N-word 12 times a day. That's my sacred God-given right. No, it isn't. It's not. It's Twitter. It's a company. It's not. It's not that. It was never that. And you can keep on thinking it is or wanting it to be. It isn't. Plus, you have other places to go, dude. Go to that Truth Social thing or the Parler or whatever. Parler's owned by Kanye, right? Go do that. That's cool, man. Rap and hip hop and all that, man. Get in there. Get that Parler going on. Anyway, if you want to know what I'm doing, so I'm still posting on Twitter, and I probably will until, I don't know, something real nasty would have to go down. I am not paying the $8 a month out of principle to maintain my verified status. If it's a free for all where any bot in the world can just sign up for $8 and now, can pretend like they're verified, sorry, I'm not interested in that world at all. You can have my avatar without the blue check. You know who I am. We're all friends here. But in the meantime, I've decided that, you know what, why so many eggs in that basket? Why not try to communicate where people are, no matter where they are? So I'm on Counter Social now. I have an account and I've always had one on Facebook, and I'm going to be posting to it more. I've got more going on over at stimulus.com, which I kind of like. It's basically green Twitter. What's the other ones? I post on TikTok. I post on Instagram. I post on all kinds of places. And I have problems with a lot of these. Like, all of them have their issues. But I just realized, wait a minute. Why am I so worried about them? They should be worried about me. You know? And I'm nobody. I'm just a little dinky water splash. But my point is the same. The principle is the same. I'm just going to put stuff wherever I freaking feel like it. And if it's if my stuff can go where I want to put it, then fine, I'll put it there. There's no relationship here except with you and with other people I want to congregate with. It's got nothing to, I don't, Twitter's no longer at the table. Facebook's not at my table. You know, Discord's changed a lot of this as well, which is almost like a swing back to the way we used to do forums and stuff. You know, more private, moderated stuff. Reddit was already, you know, for all the issues Reddit might have, Reddit already does this better than any of them, I think, but with subreddits and content moderation. Subreddits have mods, and those mods have rules about their subreddit. They can't tell another subreddit what to do, but they can enforce those rules within theirs. And if you want to be a part of theirs, well, here are the rules. You want to be in my house? Take shoes off. You want to be in my house? Don't shit on the carpet. You know, whatever the rule may be, them's the rules. And I like that. I like that, you know? And that's all this ever was. This idea that Twitter is held to some other higher standard is bullcrap. It's just bullcrap. They're no different than anything else. Sure, it's a, you know, it's a big popular thing with tons of people. So, you know, there's value in that, certainly. Obviously, wouldn't be worth $44 billion to Dingus there if it wasn't. But why he keeps trying to set it on fire, I don't know. Maybe there's another reason here. And I don't want to get conspiratorial, but maybe there's some other thing at play. Like, you spend that money and then you immediately turn around and go, I would like to formally file this request with the court of whatever's. And the deal is I was misled. Twitter's a mess. It's horrible. It's awful. I need to now rescind the thing. And now it's going to get bailed out. And they just fold Twitter and sell off assets or something. I don't know. I mean, see, again, not really a conspiratorial person, but there's a tiny piece of me that's like, what is he doing? Why would you self-sabotage the most expensive social media tech acquisition of all time? Why would you do that? I don't know if I know the answers, but I do have the questions. I think that's at least fair to ask them. No one's going to answer them, though. Anyway, my point is, I'm posting everywhere. Will one turn out to be the big winner? No, I don't care. Just want to post where people go. I want to create content and put it out. I want people to discover it. However that happens. If it's got to be the old-fashioned way when I started doing this, fine. If it can be with the aid of tools and stuff, great. If I have to see a Pizza Hut ad every once in a while, that's fine. But I'm changing the relationship. I no longer want to feel beholden to the platform. F that. Going back to, like, it's the internet. Why are we all stuck in that AOL hole as a metaphor? Why are we stuck in AOL-like situations? Why are we doing that to ourselves? We already know that was a bad idea. Closed garden internet stuff's a bad idea. It doesn't work and it doesn't last. So why are we doing it to ourselves again? And we're doing it on multiple fronts, and everybody thinks they're in the right one. Why are you in any of them? Or moreover, why aren't you above all of it and saying, well, yeah, I'm going to take advantage of all your services and do them, but I'm calling the shots. That's where my head's at. I'd love to hear your take. What do you think? Now, here's the cool news. You want the good news? Here's the good news. There's two ways to let me know what you think. Well, there's a bunch of ways, but here are the two main ways. You can email me, scott.internet@gmail.com, or you can grab your phone, same one you use Twitter on, and do this. Send me a text, 801-471-0462, 801-471-0462. I said that slow so you'd write it down. Put that on your phone and text me anytime. Shorter means more likely to get read, by the way. Just putting that out there, but I check those all the time, so I like to read them on shows. Anyway, let me know what you think, and we'll talk about it. on the air. Okay? All right. That's it for today's diary. I hope you're all doing good. I got a three-year-old upstairs waiting for me to hang out with him. He's doing some early Christmas stuff, and he's super into it. So we are, as a result, super into it as well. We're doing it all for the kiddo. And I know a lot of people are like, man, it's like 3 days into November and you're already doing Christmas stuff. Hey, what are you going to do? You're going to try to stop me? You're going to put your foot out and trip me and have me land face first in the mud? No, sir. I'm doing what I want to do. It's Christmas time early in the Johnson house. All right. That's it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out. And YouTube, thanks for watching this video. I'm starting to put these up there. I hope you appreciate them. We'll see you next time.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.